AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The president of Iran promises his country will abide by its commitments reached yesterday in nuclear talks in Switzerland. Hassan Rouhani also called on world powers to live up to their side of the deal, the lifting of sanctions. Israel says this framework agreement threatens its survival. Here's AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and his cabinet are united against the agreement.
This deal would pose a grave danger to the region and to the world.
Netanyahu has demanded Tehran's nuclear program be dismantled, not limited. But arms control expert Kelsey Davenport says that's completely unrealistic.
That would be requiring Iran to capitulate, and that was not something that we were going to see happening.
And amid broad international support for an agreement, it appears unlikely Israel will be able to block it from happening. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Louisville, Kentucky is getting drenched with rain, and the mayor is warning problems from Mother Nature are far from over.
This afternoon from about 4 to 6 p.m. or so, a cold front will be moving in, and so there could be hail and wind up to 35 or 40 miles per hour.
Emergency crews in Louisville made more than 160 water rescues in flooded neighborhoods. A survivor of the deadly attack on a college campus in Kenya says the gunman had scouted out the campus and targeted sites where Christians had gone to pray. Jeremiah Caney says his nephew hasn't been seen since before the attack.
Up to now, we haven't had any communication. That's why we are here to check on whether we locate him, maybe one of the bodies.
Today, Pope Francis condemned the attack as an act of senseless brutality and called for those responsible to change their violent ways. President Obama is about to speak in Utah. It's the first time he's been there as president, the latest stop in Obama's tour of Republican red states. This is AP Radio News. In France, a measure that would make it a crime to use anorexic fashion models could soon become law.
Already, Spain and Israel have passed laws to crack down on the glorification of dangerously thin women. France is another matter, with its influence setting style and image trends around the world. A bill moving through the French Parliament forbids anyone with a body mass index below a certain level from earning money as a model. Two, any modeling agency or person who pays a model below that index would face a heavy fine and prison time. The health department says an estimated 40,000 people have anorexia in France, 90% of them women. I'm Kyle McKinnon.
Emily Phillips' self-written obituary is a hit on social media. Phillips died last month of pancreatic cancer. She was 69. The obituary in the Florida Times Union says she urged loved ones to see her in their sunsets or among spring daffodils. Telling the story of her life, Emily Phillips wrote, "I was born, I blinked, and it was over." Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.